My name is Marlon and welcome to my podcast. This is another mini episode on our series on discipleships. This is episode number 5. And on this one, we will be focusing on communion. If you missed the previous ones, I'd love to encourage you to check them out because they help build up to this point. We talked about how discipleship begins with abiding in the Word. We talked about that in John chapter 8 in our very first episode. We talked about how it also encompasses following the example that Jesus left us. And we talked about John 13 and the washing of the feet. We talked about how mission is a part of discipleship and how it's not just about us but about going and making other disciples as well. On the last one, we talked about disciples and how Jesus' disciples were experts in missing the point and how discipleship is really about the kingdom of God. And when we misunderstand the kingdom of God, it messes up our discipleship model, it messes up our understanding of Jesus, and having the right understanding can be a huge blessing. It's actually essential to discipleship and the Christian walk in general. Now, of course, we're going to continue on this topic, and the next point we're going to touch on is communion. Like I said, this was originally a communion sermon, and I had to shorten it for that, and I'm glad that we're doing this mini series and I get to expand on each point a little bit more. So here's the thing. Jesus gets together with his disciples and they're going to have what we now refer to as the Last Supper, or, you know, we call it the communion service. And this is where Jesus explains to his disciples that, yes, you know, this is when they used to be celebrating the Passover. And now Jesus is the Lamb. Jesus is the one that's going to die. Jesus is the one that all the sacrifices and all the temple services have been pointing forward to. And of course, we know this, that once Jesus is crucified, the veil in the temple rips from top to bottom, putting an end to the sacrificial service. So we see there a fulfillment of all of these things that pointed forward to the death of the Messiah. And we see that there's a shift that takes place. And Jesus is very clear about what's changing. He's saying, okay, no more sacrifices. Now you have this bread that represents my body, which is broken for you. And we have this pure grape juice that is represents my blood. And a little parenthesis here, I say pure grape juice. It's my understanding that Jesus's body did not see corruption. So I believe that the pure grape juice is a more faithful representative or representation of the body and the blood of Jesus, because it's not fermented, especially since things that were fermented were not used during the Passover. I see it as an ideal illustration. So there goes a brief little argument for the pure grape juice as opposed to the fermented, what we would refer to as wine. So Jesus is giving these symbols and it says, okay, now you're going to do this as opposed to the sacrifice, and this reminds you of what I did. So here's the thing. Jesus is very clear about the transition that's taking place, and he's saying, my body is broken for you. Now, we see in the Bible that the church is the body of Jesus. And here is the thing. Jesus broke his body for us. And if we are his body, his hands, his feet, ought we perhaps to break ourselves on behalf of our neighbor? We read in the Bible very clearly in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 through 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 12 and 13, Romans 12, 3 through 5, Colossians 1, 24, and I have links to all this on my blog, pastormarlon.com. But the main point here is we're clear that we are the body of Christ. Christ broke his body for the salvation of others around him. And if we're not careful, we run into the danger of putting the church, the structure, the building, the funds above the people, where we mistreat people for the sake of the church. We mistreat people for the sake of the building. And if that ever starts to happen, we have missed the point. If in my life, I begin to make my things more valuable than the people that are in my life, I've missed the point. We see communion, we understand communion, we're familiar with communion. But I think because of our familiarity, sometimes we can miss the point. It's just like the Jews that were offering the sacrifices and missed the Lamb of God. We can do it just out of habit. It's a cultural thing. I come, I do communion, I wash feet, I eat the bread, I drink the juice, and then it's all good. We give each other high fives or something. But the point here is a reminder, look at what Jesus did for me. How should I treat those around me? How should I relate to people who are around me? If Jesus was willing to die for me, how far am I willing to go for my brother, my sister, my wife, my children, my neighbor, my fellow church member? The person who walks into that church that doesn't look like they belong, doesn't smell like they belong, doesn't talk like they belong, but Jesus died for that person as well. Am I willing to go through some discomfort to reveal to that person, to give that person a glimpse of the kingdom of God, which embraces everyone? Jesus came and he hung out with sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes, sharing with them, giving them a glimpse of the kingdom of God, because these people had no idea about the kingdom of God, because the people who knew about the kingdom of God never shared with them. If we're not careful, we can be the same way today, where we keep the message, the news, the information, the glimpses of the kingdom of God to ourselves. And those who need it most never experience it, because I've gotten things backwards, because I believe that I'm here to protect and to safeguard and to maintain the church building, the church structure. And I'm losing sight of the mission of the church, the reason why the church was established in the first place, not to be a gathering of people that come together to celebrate how awesome they are, but to be a gathering where people come together to share, to equip each other, to share with each other the blessings they have received, to challenge each other, to minister to each other, and most importantly, to go out and make a difference in their community, in their workplace, in their family, to give the world a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Church exists for the sake of mission. Yes, I should invest into the church. Personally, I invest into it more than anything else, probably. Why? Because of the mission. It needs my time. It needs my efforts. It needs my financial help. Why? Because it's making a difference in the community. And that's how the money should be spent. Or that's how our time should be spent. That's how our effort should be spent. How is this church, this building, this group, this gathering of people giving others a glimpse of the kingdom of God? And when it's working, the donations come in, the people show up. Why? Because they want the world to see the kingdom of God. But when it doesn't work, it's miserable because people fight and bicker over how things are done and this and the other, and it's about their kingdom, it's about themselves, and they forget that God calls us to follow the example of Jesus. Jesus broke his body for us. Is it too much for us to go through some discomfort for others? I leave this question for you to think about. I want to give you time. I don't want to give you all the answers, especially because I don't know all the answers. I'm still figuring it out. I come together with my elders, with my church board, and we ponder these things. We try to figure this out. What would the kingdom of God look like? How can we give our church members, our community, people who live around us, a glimpse of that? What are some of the things that we can do in our community with our church to give others a glimpse of the kingdom of God? Because when this doesn't work, even the members wonder what the kingdom of God is like, much less the world outside. So I believe that this should be our focus, like we talked about last time, the focus that it was for Jesus. Jesus in Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek first the kingdom of God. All the other things will be added to us. So let's demonstrate that. Let's live out the seeking of the kingdom of God so that other people may know what it looks like. Because here, let me do just a quick, I guess I'm going a little bit into the topic of our next podcast, our next mini episode, which is the practical applications. But a lot of people, young adults, I think of teenagers, young adult collegiates, young professionals, people who I tend to interact with are a little bit younger than me or around my age. Here's the thing. Most of them are not too concerned about what happens after death because they're healthy, they're young, they're full of dreams. They have so much they want to accomplish in this world. So if coming to church, the only drawing point, the only thing that attracts them is the idea of heaven, you know, pie in the sky, by and by in the future, one day, you know, the idea of angels playing the harps on clouds is the idea that people sometimes have of heaven. It's not very attractive. But if in this faith community, people get a glimpse of what heaven looks like right now, healthy relationships, people who care, people who are there for each other. I'm not saying people who are perfect, but people who honestly try to bless those around them. Suddenly, I've done what Jesus did. I reached forward to the kingdom of heaven, drew it, brought it closer to me and to our present reality, and showed people here. This is a little glimpse of what it's like. Would you like to have more of this in your life? And suddenly, and just like that, the kingdom of God becomes something that will draw people to Jesus, not because of fear of hellfire, but because of a desire to exist in this loving community, to experience this peace that surpasses all understanding, to have a healthy relationship, to be able to wake up in the morning and face the day knowing that God is in control. We can give them a glimpse of that day by day as we live out the kingdom of God. And Jesus gave us a sign of that, and part of that is by breaking our body, by going out of our way, out of our comfort zone, by experiencing discomfort for the sake of the salvation of somebody else, for the benefit of somebody else, in order to give somebody else a glimpse of the kingdom of God, especially if they don't deserve it, especially if they don't deserve it, if it's hard to love them, if it's difficult to help them. Those are the ones that oftentimes need the most help. So I leave you with this challenge. I leave you with this, I guess you could call it a puzzle, a problem. That I hope this causes you some level of discomfort, because it's when we're uncomfortable that we make changes. And I hope that this message will bring about a change in your life, because I know it's bringing about a change in my life. And now I look forward to joining you, or for you to join me, on our very last episode that's coming up after this, and I'm gonna go record it right now, and hopefully you listen to it and be blessed by it and give me some good feedback. May God bless you, and I'll see you next time.